This is Kelly Muller with WRPR News. It's been studied and reported that students in all different arts programs outperform their peers who do not participate in art programs on the SATs by 91 points, according to DoSomething.org. So why throughout the nation are public schools beginning to cut arts programs? I sat down with Jeff Bittner, a high school music teacher who teaches students not only in concert band, but the high school's jazz and marching bands as well. How do you feel that the band programs benefit kids not only with their arts abilities, but also with their other studies?
Studies have shown that music students score better on academic tests like the SATs and other standardized tests. And the practice of music is a discipline that teaches kids extra responsibility.
So logic would dictate that these music programs should not be cut from public schools across the nation.
Absolutely not.
While a teacher could lose his job if the budget is cut from his subject, what about a student in the band program? What do they have to lose? Jennifer, a 14-year-old music student who has been in the Mawa band since fourth grade, said this when asked how she would feel if programs were cut at her school.
I would be very upset because I have a lot of fun with the music program.
Do you think that your grades have improved?
Yes.
But during all of this hype and concern about whether or not programs will in fact be cut, the person most concerned should be anyone going to college to pursue a career in music. Picture it, you just spent 4 to 5 years and thousands of dollars on a degree that is just about as useful as a paperweight. I decided to sit down with Jared Penn, a college student who is pursuing a degree in music education, to see what he thinks of the recent cuts. Does it scare you that the career you went to school to pursue is becoming obsolete?
It is scary, actually. I still know several people who graduated years ago that are still looking for work. A lot of work that people are finding in this specific field is temporary. For example, long-term subs, maternity leaves.
I don't know about you, but I feel that someone right out of college, especially in this economy, shouldn't have to worry about their job not existing. So, if you agree that these programs should not be cut, please support them in any way you can. Kelly Muller with WRPR News.